Now, there will be clear interest in the first episode of a new series on TG Cahir. John O'Connor from Newtown Ballyvaughan will feature in tonight's opening episode of Deighn to Féinne, which will air on TG Cahir this evening at 8 p.m. And I'm pleased to say that John O'Connor is with us now. John, good morning to you.
Hi, how's it going?
Very well, thanks very much for taking the time to join us. So, tell us a bit about yourself and how you ended up on this show.
Well, it was, I have an Instagram page, Irish DIY Guy, and a girl contacted me there and just asked me, did you want to be on the show? Now, I only had a few posts on my Instagram. I was like, what does she want me for? But I did loads of other work done in the house, and she asked me, would I be interested in being on the show? And I said, sure. I have a few other bits I can show you. So I said, I'll show her the hidden office.
And we'll get to the hidden office in just a moment, but clearly you're more, are you, would we call, describe you as more than being a DIY enthusiast? Is this your career, or is it just a passion?
It's a passion and kind of a career. I was a carpenter up until, say, for 10 years until the Celtic Tiger collapsed. And then I worked in IT for a good few years. And when we bought the property then, I kind of got back into the carpentry again. So you could say I've always dabbled in it. And growing up on a farm was obviously something where you always had to fix things, watching your dad doing stuff, so.
And you said you set up an Instagram page. How long ago did you do that? And is it just a way of showing the work that you're doing around your own house? Or is it about sharing, pulling back the curtain on DIY and demystifying it a little bit for some people who think DIY is beyond them?
Yeah, in 2016, we moved myself and my girlfriend from Galway to Ballyvaughan, and we purchased a property. And when we purchased the property, we were offered to purchase the contents of the house as well. So I decided to purchase the contents because there was a lot of timber, there was a lot of wardrobes and tables and stuff that I knew I could cut up and turn into other furniture and stuff around the house. And I just set up the Instagram page just to show people that it's not that difficult to break something up and make something new. That it's accessible to anyone, especially when it's on the internet. Like, a lot of the stuff I've learned, even though I'm a carpenter, is through YouTube and social media, like Instagram. So it's DIY is accessible to anyone.
You though, are at the point where you created a hidden office in your guest bedroom, which sounds really, really cool. How did you go about doing that?
Might sound a bit weird too. I'm not hiding in the office.
Yeah, hiding from the girlfriend. Is she looking for you to do jobs?
No, like myself and Katrina, we were both working from home, and we both need offices, so I have to build another hidden office. But no, there was one space in the bedroom upstairs that was kind of a useless space as it was, but the minute we walked into that house and looked at it, I had it in my head, I said, that's where the office is going. So it's a space where I just built a partition wall and put a secret door in it. Like, it looks like a mirror in the bedroom. I was originally going to do it as a bookcase, but it didn't suit. So, and the room needed to have a mirror. You know, the women always need a mirror. So I built the office and put in a Velux window just for more light in that space. And it's a lovely space to work in. Like, that's where I work most of the time. And if it's not used as an office, it can always be simply turned into a walk-in wardrobe. But it's nice. We used to always rent for years in apartments and shared accommodation in Galway. And one thing I always hated was going into a bedroom and seeing an office just plonked in the corner with stuff fired everywhere. I just couldn't handle it. So I said, once we get a house, you won't see the office.
And it certainly succeeded in that. It sounds like something from a James Bond film. I like it. You're in tonight's first episode of Dane Two Fane on TG Car from 8 p.m. I'm not sure how much or how little you can tell us about the episode, and like the show is seeking to nurture viewers' can-do attitude and give them advice and tips on the how-to and when-to when undertaking big and small DIY projects. Do you feel it does that? And was it good for yourself to take part in it? Did you enjoy it, or were you nervous?
I was nervous, like I am now. when I first spoke to you in this interview. But it was a challenge, because I do videography as well, and I'm so used to being the other side of the camera. So I just said to myself, do you know what? I'll give it a go. But the show is kind of a two-part. They actually have a DIYer going around helping people with projects. And in my case, and another one of the people that feature in the programme tonight, is where they come to your property to see DIY projects that have been completed. So it is a good show for anyone that is actually interested in getting into DIY or already does DIY.
I don't know, John, have you seen it yet, or will you be watching tonight, or will you be watching it from behind the couch?
Oh, I haven't seen it yet, no. I have the popcorn ready and the
Will you be watching it in the hidden office so you can be undisturbed?
Oh, stop. To be honest with you, I was nervous about telling anyone, because I just felt sort of a bit uncomfortable on the camera. That was half the reason I didn't go. I watch all Claire FM's the In Profile. I love those interviews. But I said, geez, I couldn't go down and sit in that chair now.
Oh, well, that's it. Now you're after snookering yourself. We'll definitely be getting in touch with you at some point to do one of those. We'll do it in the hidden office as well. It'd be great.
There's only room for one.
Okay, maybe we'll do it somewhere else. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it tonight. Dane Two Fane, the first of a 6-part series on TG Cahir from 8 p.m. You'll be able to check out Ballyvaughan's John O'Connor in that. John, fair play to you. A pleasure chatting with you, and looking forward to seeing you on the telly tonight. Thanks for joining us.